Greetings, friends and viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We are very pleased today to introduce to you Chef Brian Lucas, otherwise known as Chef BeLive. He is one of the pioneers of gourmet raw living cuisine, with more than a dozen years of experience as an executive chef and caterer. Throughout the years, notable people like U.S. President Barack Obama, the Hugging Sanamachi, and vegan actors Woody Harrelson and Keenan Ivory Wayans have all enjoyed Chef BeLive's unique raw cuisines. He has been invited as a guest chef in premier raw restaurants like Cousin's Incredible Vitality Restaurant in Chicago, Illinois, and Cafe Bella in Redondo Beach, California. Self-proclaimed a transitional gourmet raw vegan chef, Chef BeLive guarantees that your first raw experience will be equal to or better than your favorite traditionally cooked dishes. So let's step into the kitchen. Chef BeLive is going to share with us two delightful recipes.
Hello, I am Brian Lucas, aka Chef BeLive, here with the Supreme Master TV viewers to share some of my gourmet raw living vegan cuisine with you. I'm going to share a raw vegan burrito and taco.
Now we're going to make some Mexican food. I'm going to share with you my mock refried beans. Mock meaning fake, because obviously if you have fried anything in a raw living diet, it's not raw living. So we're going to make this mock refried beans with a walnut base. So let's go over here and I'll share with you this wonderful recipe. At the end of this show, you'll be given this recipe. I'm going to alter it a little bit different because of the ingredients that I have. But walnuts are the base of it. I'm going to add a little bit of cashews, which you can do as well. For the first time, follow the recipe. For the creamy consistency, I use a little bit of banana and a little bit of avocado. If you can't get avocado or if you can't get banana, you could do one or the other. I prefer doing both, and the recipe actually calls for both. Then for the coloration, to get it to be like a dark color, a brown, like a refried bean type color, I use cacao powder or I use Native American medicine rock. In this recipe, at the end, you'll be given it with cacao powder. I'm going to use it with Native American medicine rock on this one. Native American medicine rock is similar to Shilajit, which is from India or Pakistan, high in fulvic and humic acid, and is very high in minerals. It's definitely something good for remineralizing your body. I'm using this to give it a dark color, and you can get Native American medicine rock at ormaji.info, ormaji.info. Other than that, you can't really get it anywhere else in the world. It's a really awesome product. Cacao powder you can get in different places. There's different sources of cacao powder. So I'm gonna add this salt. Salt is one of the catalysts of flavors. So now I'm going to use the food processor to blend this up to a creamy consistency. I need to add a little water. I'm going to go to work for a little while. A little more water. Now finally, I need to add some cumin. Cumin's important in making Mexican food. Don't be afraid, all the measurements are going to be at the end of the video. Okay. I'm going to add a little bit more cumin. We're almost there. A little bit more medicine rock to get a little bit darker color. Also has a very earthy flavor. Whereas with cacao, obviously, you're going to have a little bit of a chocolate flavor. It's almost perfect. Add a little bit more of this medicine rock. A tiny bit more water. It really does taste like beans. It's quite amazing. So, now we're gonna take this as the base. We're gonna make taco and a burrito to show you two different uses out of these mock refried beans. For a taco, basically, I take a purple or red cabbage leaf, or any type of cabbage leaf. You can also use a romaine leaf lettuce, and you can use collard wrap. I prefer cabbage. We're gonna lay out, do a few here, just give you kind of an example of put the base. And then you can make raw tostada or taco shells as well. So we're gonna do one like this too. So as you can see, it's gonna really look like a taco when we're through with it. So now I'm going to add a little bit of cilantro. Some avocado, and then I'm going to put a little sprinkle of salt. I prefer pink salt myself. This is sea salt right here. Put a little bit of salt on top of the avocado, brings out the flavor. And then we're going to put some tomato on top of that. And voila, a little taco. I don't know if you've ever eaten a taco before, but I would say that looks pretty much like one. I know it tastes like one. So now we're going to make a burrito. We're going to use a nori wrap. Yes, just like sushi. Like what you'd use for sushi. We're going to take the mock beans. We're going to put a moderate amount on the base. We're just going to do this, basically the same thing we just did with the taco, except I'm going to add a little bit of lemon juice. We're going to add cilantro, avocado, tomato. It's just giving you an idea of something else you can do with the mock beans. Put a little bit of lemon juice. Sprinkle a little bit more salt on the avocado, along with some tomatoes. And then, yeah, it's very similar to the burrito. Fold in these edges and roll up. Yay! Thank you for joining me in the kitchen today. If you want to check out some of my information, you can go to BeLiveLight. That's BeLiveLight.com. There's some free recipes there. I'm actually in the process of creating a book right now that should be out before the end of the year, beginning of 2010. And you can also get a teaser version of my book with 30 recipes on my website. So be looking forward to some more raw living cuisine. And I'm so grateful to be here with you. Thank you so much.
For more fantastic and unique raw recipes, visit Chef Be Live Brian Lucas at www.belivelight.com. You can also contact him by email, belivelucas@yahoo.com, or by calling 1-310-460-9253.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.